Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attorney Mark Brown is joining us live. He represents Sear Restaurant in the Avant Building downtown. Sear has filed a lawsuit against poor business practices by building owner Uniland Development. Mark, good morning. Is Sear operating right now?
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. They are not operating. They would love to operate, but currently are not operating as it speaks.
Why is that?
Well, unfortunately, part of the issues that developed, they have been, they were seeking to try to find a way to come back into the property in light of all of the situation that was created by COVID and the inability to operate during those months. And unfortunately, due to the practices that were done by the property owner, where we weren't able to utilize the space, they put us into default and chose to default us under their utilization agreement.
So has Sear been closed then since, I'm going to say, March?
Yes, since about mid-March. They chose to close for safety purposes, obviously, pursuant to the governor's order, multiple orders. And they wanted to protect their, first and foremost, their staff, their clients. And they've been waiting and operate and waiting for the orders to be removed, and then trying to work out something that would put them in and operate under guidelines that are approved by the state under COVID-19 rules.
It seems like at the core of this is maybe a dispute over whether or not Sear is meant to be more of a restaurant, steakhouse, or meant to serve the hotel and the building that it sits in.
Brian, I mean, Sear is a group of eight individuals, three of which are former Buffalo Bills, two of which are minorities who have decided to invest back in this community and thank the fans for helping and doing what they could to be part of this community. Its operations is its steakhouse, as well as other parts of the hotel, but primarily there it operates to assist do certain things. And obviously the steakhouse is a very important part of that, and that's how the agreement was signed.
Mark, what kind of communication is there between the restaurant and Uniland?
There was communication with Uniland and its entity, Brookwood. But unfortunately, through unfair practices, bullying tactics for years, the restaurant was being pushed so far, and there were bills that weren't paid, and enough was enough. So in November of 2019, as it says in the complaint, they took a stand. And unfortunately, so did Uniland, UniQuest, and they retaliated by invoking certain charges that were baseless. And that's part of the reason, in addition to Sear's inability in operating during COVID-19 months as their purpose for putting us in default.
Now, Sear was unable to open while restaurants across the state were closed, but you're saying you were still being charged fees from Uniland as if you were operating?
Correct. This is a utilization fee that is supposed to be paid every month for the purposes of utilizing a space. Pursuant to Governor Cuomo's orders, there was no space to utilize. So Sear, rightfully, in the interest of protecting its clients and its staff, did not operate. And notably, UniQuest did not ask them to operate until after the months in which they've been in default.
What are you exactly seeking in this lawsuit that's been filed in state Supreme Court?
So Susan, multiple things. Obviously, we've been damaged. There's no doubt in that. The default created a situation in which UniQuest converted our equipment and decided that it would be theirs. And on top of that, we actually are asking for the court to put us back in and help and serve the people of Western New York. So part of our request is that the court declare and put us into operating at the facility.
What do you think the future is for Sear downtown in Buffalo, both near and long term?
Honestly, Brian, there are 70 people who lost their jobs over this. I am hopeful and optimistic that we will be back and do something, whether it's in the Avant building or somewhere else, where we can give back to the community and be part of this community. That is what our goal is.
Yeah. In the event that you cannot operate at Avant, the owners are willing to operate somewhere else to relocate.
If that is an option, we would consider that. But obviously, at this point, our purpose and our primary request, as sought in the complaint, is to go back and serve our clientele, our loyal clientele.
And how long has Sear been in the building?
We've been there since 2016, I believe. Maybe 2017, there was construction that took place, and then we operated, so I'd say, about 3.5 years or so.
It sounds, though, Mark, like a lot of these issues have been since COVID, but many more of them really were before COVID.
Exactly, Susan. I mean, it got to the point where 3 years went by, and there were outstanding fees that were just being pushed and kicked down the line and punted. Well, we'll deal with it later. Enough was enough. We were sick and tired of being bullied, and we stood our line. And unfortunately, what ended up happening was we got hit with other charges that should have never been charged to us. And that's what happened. And then on top of that, COVID-19 hit, where we couldn't even utilize the space. So between us taking the conservative approach and protecting our clientele and our staff, and on top of that, those unfounded charges, we're stuck in the situation we're in right now. But we are optimistic and hopeful that through the courts, we will find the relief that we need.
What were some of those charges that Sear was charged for that you believe he shouldn't have been charged for?
If you look carefully, grease trap removal, items that drains. Like, honestly, when you go to a hotel, there are certain things that are the hotel or the business, the property owner's responsibility, and that is their responsibility. But after we took a stand, they took the position that we were now responsible for this, and that was wrong. That was not right. You know, and next time you go into a hotel room and, God forbid, your hair gets clogged in the sink, I hope the customer doesn't get a bill for that. So honestly, the truth is we were starting to get charged for certain things that we should never have been charged for, and because we took a stand, they started charging Sear, and it was wrong. It wasn't right. And I'm sorry, but we're not going to put up with bullying.
How hopeful are you, Mark, that Sear will be back?
I'm hopeful. I am. I believe we have such a great staff of individuals, chefs and waiters and waitresses, and most importantly, our loyal customer base. And that's the thing that maybe Uniland or UniQuest or Brookwood didn't realize. But we have people out there who are in our corner and supportive of us, and we will do what we can to help and be there for them.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate the time this morning. That's Mark Brown, attorney representing Sear in a dispute with Uniland, Sear the Steakhouse, in the new building downtown right on Delaware. WBEN News Time, 6:59.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.